After giving a number of talks to varying academic departments, the question always comes up, what is academic success really? And perhaps you ask yourself the same question and you wonder, what does my success actually look like? And that comes down to the question, is it all worth it? So if this is piquing your interest, stay tuned for after the music and we will be right back. Welcome to the Academic Revolution podcast, where we are creating a movement that changes the future of academic medicine forever. I'm Inga Hoffman, a Harvard-trained pediatric hematologist, oncologist, and a passionate physician leadership coach with over 20 years of experience in academic medicine. This is the first podcast for academic physicians that shows you how to apply brain-based strategies to achieve higher productivity, become an impactful leader, and master your mindset to create lasting professional and personal success. You and I know that the traditional academic system is broken, with the best talent leaving. It's time we change medicine from within and say no to the old publish or perish mentality and say yes to lasting transformation. You're about to experience a new way to create a highly successful academic career by doing what you love without sacrificing your personal life. Join me as we transform academic medicine from the inside out, one physician at a time, starting right here with the Academic Revolution podcast. Well, welcome back to another episode of the Academic Revolution. It's been a while, my friends. I am so sorry. Definitely, I have not recorded for a while, and that is due to many different reasons. But hey, I should not make excuses. I fell off the bandwagon, and that happens to the best of us, right? Doesn't it? But yeah, I actually had some turbulent weeks. My husband was out of the country for over a month and had some home renovation projects going on, and with the kids being around, etc., it is sometimes not that easy to find some time for recording. It's just a special thing I do, and I love doing it. But anyways, I'm so glad that I'm back, and you probably wondered, where is she? What's she doing? And ready for some new episodes. So let's dive right in into what is academic success. And I bounce the question back to you. What does it mean for you to be successful as an academic physician? What is your definition of success? And in fact, I would love to hear about it. So one thing you can do, the quickest way to get a hold of me is either on LinkedIn, Inga Hoffman, MD, 1F2Ns, or you can find me on Facebook. I actually have a Facebook group called Academic Physician and Scientist Leadership and Mentoring. You can join that group and actually leave your questions and comments there. I would love that, because I want to make this a more engaging place and a helpful place for you. But back to the question. So what is academic success? And I've pondered about this for a long time, and it might be a different answer for each and every one of you. But I actually just took a walk and I get my best ideas there. So I was like, let me hit the recording button and share some new awareness. And this is how I would define it, at least for me, and I think this will resonate with you. Success is living and fulfilling your purpose and enjoying the journey despite the obstacles. Let me say that again. Success is living and fulfilling your purpose and enjoying the journey despite the obstacles. And you're like, wow, that's a mouthful. So let's take this apart, and I want to look at each and those different segments and points. And there's actually a lot I could say about this, but I'm going to do just a quick summary what that means to me and why this is sort of my definition. The first one is success. What is success actually? And what does that mean to you? You know, if I ask many physicians, academic physicians, when I give talks or when I'm conversation with them, with my coaching clients, this question obviously comes up because it determines sort of what we do. Now, often ask them, what does success look like to you? How would that feel like to you? And the question is usually answered with this. It is, well, I want to be a successful academic physician. Perhaps you think it's getting published and promoted. And That's always interesting because we tie this question of success to job title, but that's not really what it is, isn't it? It's not just a job title, that is just a title and a description of part of our identity, although an important part, and I think a lot of us identify with our jobs, with our positions as physicians, but really that is not what success is. In fact, you could be incredibly published, but that doesn't actually mean you're successful at all. That just means you're incredibly productive, and that's wonderful and that's great. And many of us want that and need that for our academic success and promotion. But does that actually mean you're successful? I have met many academic physicians over the years. I have helped many academic physicians at various career stages. And what I found that, yeah, they might be well-funded. Maybe they're even getting published. But that doesn't mean they feel successful. And a lot has to do with, I can be super published, but if my home front falls apart, then that's probably not success. So we have to look at it from a more holistic approach. Now, the next part in that definition of success is purpose. Now, you might say, well, what is that? Most people really, I have found, have no clue what purpose actually means to them or what their purpose is. Again, I've spoken to so many people over the years. I have coached, I have trained, I've run trainings, I've done lectures and speaking engagements. And when it comes to this concept of purpose, I often get a blank stare. People know how to define their goals. At best, lots of people struggle with that too, and that's why they often struggle academically. But purpose is a whole nother level. And that's often where people really don't understand what is actually my purpose. Honestly, most people never ask themselves that question. And honestly, neither did I until I went into personal development and leadership and coaching when I was struggling so much as an academic physician many years ago. What is purpose? It's basically, if I had to sum it up, is why are you on this spinning planet? Why are you actually here? What are you to do on this earth that you have been created for, designed for? Why are you here? There is a reason. We all want to have a purpose in life, right? Actually, that gives us meaning, that drives us, that gives us fulfillment when we live that purpose. That's why I feel like this is actually a great definition, that success is really living out our purpose. But many people don't actually take the time to reflect what that even is. And I would encourage you to journal on that. And again, it is not, when I ask that question, the answer is not, well, my purpose is to be a successful academic physician. That is not a purpose. That is a job title. A purpose is a deeper longing. For example, it is, I want to alleviate world hunger, or I want to alleviate suffering in this world. Okay, that's a great purpose. Now you get more specific and you have to ask, what is my vision? And then what are the goals associated? Now, a vision, very briefly, is when you have your purpose, then there needs to be something concrete attached. Okay, you want to alleviate suffering. My vision is, as an academic physician, to alleviate suffering for children with, I don't know, rhabdomyosarcoma. I'm just picking something out of my field because that comes quickly to my mind. And then you have goals around that. Okay, I want to be a physician scientist. I want to have an R1 funded lab with 10 laboratory members. These are specific long-term goals. And then you can chunk it down into short-term goals. And believe it or not, actually having clarity on those three things, purpose, vision, goals, is a core foundation to any success and building success and building systems around, which I help people on a daily basis to do very successfully. So that is purpose. So you need to be clear on your purpose. If that is not clear to you, then it will be really hard to actually even have clear, concrete goals. You're kind of feeling lost. And that's when you get burned out. So the last part of it is enjoy the journey. And let's be real, okay? Physician life, especially academic physician life, is a complete roller coaster. Sometimes you feel on top of the hill when something happened. There's something good. Maybe you helped a patient, or maybe you You heard that your grant got a great score, or your manuscript got accepted or at least reviewed with good review comments, and you're like on cloud nine. In the next second, you already forgot about that because we are so short-lived and short-sighted as physicians that our success achievements only are good for like 5.3 seconds, and then we are like already feeling bad about ourselves, something else we haven't accomplished. Anyways, I'm going on a tangent here, but you probably can relate to that. It is a complete roller coaster. One day you're on cloud nine, and the next second you're really on a downhill swing and you're feeling bad about yourself. Maybe your to-do list isn't done. Something happened to your patient. You had a bad interaction with a colleague. You feel like just so overwhelmed in clinic, whatever it might be. Life is a roller coaster. It's actually true for everyone, right? We all have ups and downs in our life. And especially if you're trying to achieve something in life and if you really want to go after your vision and your purpose in life, it is an uphill battle. That is just the truth. There is no other way. That doesn't mean it cannot be super enjoyable. John Maxwell, my mentor, always says, everything worthwhile is uphill, all the way. And that is true for life, for anything in life. Your family, I want to have a family that is functioning, that good relationship. It is an uphill battle. You have to fight for it. It doesn't just come. The same is for your academic success. You really have to nourish it. You have to nurture it. You have to fight for what you believe in and for your personal success. And again, that looks different for everyone because why? Because each and every one of you listening, you have a different purpose. So please don't try to be somebody else and trying to look at your next door neighbor or your colleague down the hall or be competitive. It is so stinking sickening how competitive we are in this academic environment. And if we would all think about our purpose and our uniqueness and cater to our strength, guess what? There would be no competition because there's going to be only one of you. So enjoy the journey, even the roller coaster, and remember that everything worthwhile is uphill. Now, the obstacle along the way, that roller coaster ride, a part of that journey. And I would say that the obstacles and the struggles are actually the point. They are actually the point of that journey because they refine you, they make you grow as a person, they help you figure out what you want and what you don't want. Now, hear me very clearly when I say this. That does not mean you are doormat, that does not mean you should be taking advantage of, but your obstacles and your struggles are also going to be your best success stories if you let them shape you, train you, mold you, and if you work with them. And that takes time, that takes courage, that sometimes takes help, and I help people through that a lot, but that is really important. When I first started personal development, one of the first people I learned from, he long passed, is Jim Rohn. And he always said something that stuck with me to today, and this is probably close to 10 years now. And he said this, life doesn't get easier. We all that life does not get easier. It's not going to be easier one day. In fact, you know, look at all the inventions we have in AI and all these cool things. And we think, oh, wow, that's amazing. Life will get easier. I can now order my Amazon versus have to go to the store to buy something. Has that actually made you happier? No, right? It made life more crazy. So life does not get easier. It never has throughout history. There will be challenges. That is just part of us people, part of us human people living on this planet that is broken. But one thing we can say is, don't wish for life to get easier. Wish for you to become better. Wish for you to become better. That's what Jim Rohn says. Don't wish for things to get easier. Wish for you to get better. And that, my friends, you can do something about it. You cannot do anything about the circumstances, but you can do something about how you respond, how you show up, how you overcome, how you thrive, how you do your work, how you engage in your relationships. You have a lot more control in your life than you actually realize you have, even in a broken academic medical system. Hear me out when I say this. And this is so important because I see so many people stuck and broken and struggling and throwing the towel and leaving academic medicine because they cannot figure this piece out. And it actually really saddens me. It makes me very upset to see the best, very best talent leave because of this part, because of this belief that you cannot change anything and you're stuck in your circumstances. That is a lie and that is not true. That is just something we believe. And you can choose to believe something differently and do something differently about it. And again, if you need help, just reach out. So I hope this was helpful. I know this is a little different, but I really want for you to take this to heart. See that you have choices. Really reflect what is success for me. And then lean in and understand and reflect on and journal. Well, what is my purpose? And how could that look like for me? What would be a successful life for me? What is my purpose? What is my vision? What are my goals? We can talk more about this on another podcast. Again, also, if you want to get in touch with me, you can do that in a couple different ways. As I mentioned, I'm on Facebook, Inga Hoffman. You can find me on LinkedIn. I'm not too much on Twitter. And if this resonated with you and you say, wow, I really want to talk more about this and maybe even explore how working together could look like, I would love to talk to you and we can just chat and get on a quick call and explore what could a next step for you look like. So reach out to me in the show notes of this podcast, wherever you're listening, in the little summary, I will put a link for you to reach out to me directly so that we can set up a call and we can just talk and explore what's going on. And if it feels good, then I can share a little bit more what I do with people, how I help them and how working together would look like. And if it doesn't, that's also great. I enjoy talking to people and actually hearing what your struggles are. That is really a thing that I am passionate about, because there is not much room for these conversations in our daily work environments. So with that, have a wonderful day. I talk to you soon. And again, check out the show notes and the link in the comments to set up a call with me, just you and me, to chat about your situation. Have a wonderful day. Talk to you soon. Thank you so much for listening to the Academic Revolution podcast today. If you've gotten value from today's episode, I would love for you to share it with your friends and colleagues and help create a movement that changes the future of academic medicine forever. Also, don't forget to follow me on Facebook, Instagram, or LinkedIn, and visit ingahoffman.com for more information on how to work with me. Links are in the show notes. Until then, be well, and see you on the next episode of the Academic Revolution podcast.